We've all heard throughout the Gospels that tax collectors were not exactly a very respected group of people. Some were more despised than others. And many of the tax collectors themselves were much aware of it. Some cared and some didn't care because they personally benefited from their activity. The tax collector in today's gospel was very much aware of his standing with the townspeople and his God. In Luke's gospel this morning, we hear about two different people coming to the temple to pray. Both men, the Pharisee and the tax collector, had a much different approach in their prayer to God. The Pharisee thinks that he can avoid the suffering of hell because he is such a wonderful person. He belonged to a group that tithed, fasted often, and dedicated themselves to keeping God's laws perfectly. The tax collector, on the other hand, was of a group who were despised. He nevertheless admits his faults and humbly throws himself on God's mercy. He knew he was a sinner, and God knew it also. So naturally, we would assume that Jesus' audience would have expected God to bless the good Pharisee and ignore the sinful tax collector. But God's aware of what's in men's hearts. This parable, like most of Jesus' parables, has a surprise ending, an ending that causes us to think more deeply into God's ways, which are not always our ways. We learn that the Pharisee didn't even have much of a prayer. Jesus said he spoke this prayer to himself. He was saying, "Thank you, God, that I'm not a sinner like everyone else, even this tax collector." The tax collector, however, came to God for forgiveness. He laid it all out at God's feet, acknowledging his total helplessness when it comes to his sins. He says, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He knelt down, bearing his all, and rose up a rich man in God's eyes. In other words, he went home righteous in God's eyes, while the Pharisee went home destitute. God is always welcoming to sinners and has the compassion to see their sincerity and their desire to change. This is how God sees us through the sacrament of reconciliation. The sacrament reminds us that holiness is God's gift to those who express their sins and are open to receive his grace. So the lessons we learn from today's liturgy are practical and essential for living our Christian faith. All through the Gospels, Jesus is always eager to offer his saving grace to anyone who is open to it. This does not eliminate the need to live a holy life by keeping God's laws, to pray, and to be mindful of the needs of others. The Gospels emphasize that, but for the first step, is to humble ourselves before the Lord and ask for his grace and his forgiveness. The lessons that we learn from today's liturgy are both practical and essential for living our Christian Catholic faith by focusing on two areas, prayer and discipleship. Regarding prayer, it must be honest, humble, and unceasing. Although we may not always see the outcome of our prayer or understand how our prayer is answered, we hold the faith that our prayers are heard by our gracious and loving God. Concerning discipleship, we need to understand that fidelity to Christ requires our personal integrity and devotion and dedication by living gospel values throughout our daily lives. Discipleship does not necessarily produce worldly wealth, but nevertheless, the eternal reward for faithful discipleship is greater than anything we can ever imagine. Let us always strive to live our lives through faith and dedication.